Well, your uncle's love of aviation, he helped establish, apparently, then Riverside Airport in Jenks, and it was renamed in his honor. Mm-hmm. And so we have Jones Airport.
Right, which is usually referred to as Riverside Jones because there's a Jones Airport in Bristow, and that can be a little bit confusing. Yeah, Dick was also an aviation columnist for the Tribune for a while, and he took a pen name, I think it was Nina Manassa. It was two little towns in Wisconsin near where he grew up that he just borrowed for his pen name, sort of like a Mark Twain.
And then about your father, he flew, he loved aviation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your father, Jenk, became Assistant Secretary of the Navy under President Eisenhower.
Yes, he was only in that role for 4 or 5 months because my mother became extremely ill and Dad came back to Tulsa to take care of her. But he was always very interested in the Navy. He actually served in the Pentagon as a speechwriter for an admiral after World War II because despite the fact that he'd been in on 2 major naval battles, he still didn't have enough points to get out immediately. So he spent several months as a speechwriter for an admiral, which probably helped him in his later speaking career because he became nationally famous as a speaker.
And he was president of the American Society of Newspaper Editors.
Yes.
President of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So very well respected nationally as he wrote from his home base here in Tulsa.
Right. And he was, of course, a nationally syndicated writer for about 3 decades. And he spoke all over the country on a variety of topics, many of them dealing with journalism.